quiet. What have you done now?
There's really no secret about our approach. We keep moving forward. We're always exploring and experimenting. We call it Imagineering.
Walt set a standard early on with the Imagineers. There was a standard that surprised people. So they left thinking, wow, how did Disney do that?
This is a dream that started in Anaheim that's traveled the world.
We've come a long way through the years, haven't we? Unbelievable.
There's such a pride in being able to create a place that brings that much happiness to people.
Anytime you take people behind the scenes, you see the imperfections, the trial and error, or the experimentation.
Behind all of these curtains are different projects going on. This is the cutting edge of the technology of Imagineering.
I've heard about it. Is it true? There is this underground city, and I wonder what's down there.
I don't know if you've ever walked through the hallways of a Star Destroyer before.
Oh, we're in the inner sanctum of the Disneyland Matterhorn. Nobody ever gets the chance to see us, only a special few.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to one of the only The Brad Gilmore Show on demand. I hope you enjoyed that trailer right there. That is a trailer of the Imagineering story. And it is on Disney Plus right now. And I am so excited to be able to talk to Leslie Iwerks today on the show. She is the producer-director of the series. It's going to be a six-part documentary series about Imagineering and the Disney parks. And for some reason, especially over the last couple of years, I've fallen in love with all things Disney related, especially the Disney parks. If you listen to this show at all, you know I've had Kevin Perger from Defunctland, who actually wrote a book about the Magic Kingdom, and he has the channel Defunctland, where he talks about all the extinct theme park attractions from all over the country and all over the world. And he's done a lot of Disney stuff, and he did Disney's America, which is a documentary that got to go check out on YouTube. We had Jack from Theme Park History on here, so I have some experience in this realm, and I absolutely have loved theme parks. My dad, back in the day, shout out to Burl E., he had a relationship with the Disney parks. His company worked with Disney. They did all the telecommunications for them, so we always got to go out to Disney World. There was one time I think I went like four times in one year when I was a kid to Disney World in Orlando. And I got to go in the Haunted Mansion and Pirates of the Caribbean and all these fantastic rides. It's Tough to Be a Bug, Jungle Cruise, all these classic rides that we've all been on many times before if you've ever been to a Disney park. And I guess that's where that fascination for me started. And then when I heard about this series on Disney Plus, I was all the way in. And when I got the opportunity to have Leslie on the show, oh, excuse me, that's my Siri going off. When I had the opportunity to have Leslie come on the show and talk about just her relationship with Disney, because her family goes way back. I'll let her tell you about that. And to know some of these things and to think about, here's the thing. People think that Walt Disney was around forever when he made Disneyland and Disney World and all that, but he wasn't. You know, he died in 1965 or 66, somewhere around there. I mean, early mid-1960s. And the last ride that he had any influence on was Pirates of the Caribbean. So it's always been fascinating to me and how from 1960 or 1955, technically, all the way up to 2019, all these advancements they've made, all these imaginations that have been put together to engineer these rides has been phenomenal. So here we go. We're going to talk to her right now. This is Leslie Iwerks. She is the creative mind behind the new series streaming on Disney Plus, which is out today. By the way, Mandalorian is phenomenal. I mean, can we just stop it? What a phenomenal series. And also, I watched Phantom of the Megaplex last night. I don't know if anyone remembers that movie, but I did, and it was on Disney Plus. But let's talk to her right now. Let's talk about the Imagineering story and her experiences doing this and why she did it some of the cool stories. So here she is, Leslie Iwerks.
The Brad Gilmore Show on Demand.
And she joins me on the phone right now. Leslie, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm great. Today's the day, right? Today is the day. It is November 12th. Disney Plus is officially out there. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm already getting lots of emails and texts and Facebook posts saying it feels like Christmas morning for people watching it. Episode one.
It definitely does. It definitely does. Now, of course, you're directing the you're a part of the new documentary series, The Imagineering Story. The first episode came out last night. Talk to me about your experience growing up with Disney and Disneyland. I know that you're closely tied in with it.
Yeah, well, my grandfather was the co-creator and designer of Mickey Mouse. My dad worked at the Disney Studios for 35 years, designing the camera systems and projection systems for the parks and the films. And I grew up behind the scenes with him, going to Disneyland in the back lot and backstage and the old studio lot, seeing all the old Shaggy D.A. sets and Herbie Goes Banana sets. So that was a fun way to grow up behind the scenes.
And, I mean, it's every kid's dream to go to Disneyland or hang out with, people who are around Disney. Was there ever a time in your life when you were growing up where you knew that this was an unordinary childhood in some ways, being able to have access to all this?
Yeah, definitely. I'd always have friends over and I'd tell them, oh yeah, I was around the Disney lot today. And, I saw remember when Herbie was like a big celebrity on TV? I'd say I saw Herbie parked on the sidewalk in the back lot. They'd be like, no way, And my dad's hands were actually the models for Lincoln's hands, the animatronic figure from Mr. Lincoln. And so we'd always have this rubber hand lying around the house, and it was always fun to scare people with it. And so it was just always eccentric things. And then we got to know the Imagineers over time, or I did as a kid, and meet them. And as I got older, really came to realize who they were and how much work they did for the parks and how much pioneering effort they put into creating Disneyland.
It is incredible. I've always been fascinated by just the fact that they were Imagineers. They weren't just regular people. They would have to come up with these great ideas and how to make these illusions or make these rides feel more real. Why did you think it was important to tell their story, especially on this new Disney Plus? Everyone's been waiting for it. There's been a lot of talk about all the things that are going to be here. And this documentary series super interests me because, I love all these YouTube channels. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Defunct Land or Theme Park History. I went and I watched these on YouTube, and they talk about the history behind the rides and the construction and what went into them. Why did you think, though, the Imagineering story was the right story for you to tell on Disney Plus?
Well, I had been I had done a number of films prior to this, one on Pixar called The Pixar Story, and one on Industrial Light and Magic, and one on my grandfather called The Hand Behind the Mouse, the Ub Iwerks story. And so I had already known a lot about the early parts of film and Disney history, et cetera. But this one was the first time that anyone's told the whole chronological history of almost 70 years of Imagineering, from the time prior to the park being built all the way up to Shanghai, the construction of the Shanghai Disneyland Park, which I documented over 5 years, and then Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and the whole new additions at Disneyland today. So to see that thread, that through line of technology and innovation, impacted by all the different challenges that came their way, that had never really been done. And then the access that they gave me seemed pretty unprecedented, to be able to share things that show things really that no one had ever seen before.
And that's the thing is there's so many secrets of the Disney parks and what the Imagineers do. Was there ever something that when you were producing the series and trying to find out everything that you could, was there ever a time where Disney stepped in and said, hey, we got to keep this one in house. We got to keep this one in the house of mouse. We can't let everyone know about that.
Yeah. I mean, definitely there's things along the way where, we didn't want the magic to be revealed too much. And I get it, there's just sausage making that you don't really want to show. And, And that's true for anything, any industry really. But in this case, people love the making of. And so what we really try to do was take you in. And what, like, for example, we went into the Peter Pan's ride, and they were in the middle of remaking that, redesigning that with the all new technology. And so the fact that we got to go inside there and really see the Imagineers at work in such a beloved attraction was rare. We went up inside the Matterhorn as well and watched them working on that. And it's a little bit, for me, kind of at times you think, okay, it takes the magic away. It takes the sheen off it a little bit. But it's, so you have to choose as a filmmaker what you want to show and what you don't, that just kind of keeps the magic there, so to speak, for the guests.
Yeah, and I think that there also is always an allure for people like me who are super interested in theme parks and all that, to sometimes it's like you don't want to know certain things, right? I don't want to know if there's a basketball court in the Matterhorn. I'm just going to imagine that there always is, and I'm going to take that rumor as true. But, you know, for all creatives, I don't know if it's, you know, radio host, television host, movie filmmaker, or an Imagineer. I think for all creatives, Walt Disney's always been an inspiration, just his vision. And talk to me about how does Walt's vision continue on in Disney after his passing? Because, you know, he passed in the early 60s, and after that is when we got some of the most iconic rides, in my opinion, I'm sure a lot of people's opinion, at the parks, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean being the last one that he worked on, but one of the most iconic rides and stuff like that. How do the Imagineers keep his vision alive at Disney? How do they look through the lens of Walt?
Well, it's a very good question. We really go into that in episode 2, which is going to be unveiling this Friday, of the challenges that the Imagineers went through after he passed away. The episode title is called What Would Walt Do? Because everyone asked themselves that, what would Walt do? And they were rudderless for a little while. It was his brother Roy O. Disney that really picked up the baton and carried it forward with Walt Disney World. And that park really set the DNA for future parks going forward. It probably even more so than the original. Well, I'm not saying more so, but just it was almost like a flag in the ground saying, okay, we've got a park on the East Coast and the West Coast, and that Walt Disney World became so popular. And then they expanded into Epcot, and then finished with Epcot, and then Tokyo Disneyland thereafter was the first international park. So all along the way, they had a blueprint from Walt as to the DNA of Disney, the types of rides, the types of attractions, the feel that they wanted. Marty Sklar created what he called a blue book after Walt died, and it was all the philosophies of Walt and the philosophy of Disneyland. And he wanted to make sure that all employees going forward would read this book and make sure that they keep those philosophies intact, and family values, and in hospitality, and the guests come first, and quality wins out over quantity. You know, all these great philosophies that ultimately set all the Imagineers on the right path down the road.
Man, it is incredible to think about just how much he was able to accomplish, even in just the world of theme parks in such a short amount of time. And then, of course, in the world of entertainment, his impact is endless. But before I have to get you out of here, because I know you're on a tight schedule here, let me ask you two last things. First off, you had all this experience here, you know, covering the Imagineers, the story that they do. But you personally, what's your favorite Disney attraction?
I would probably say Pirates of the Caribbean. It's a toss-up between Pirates and Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. But Pirates really set the standard, the gold standard for ride technology, ride systems, projection, animatronics, water, you know, water flow through in an attraction, you name it. As Bob Gurr says, it was a real tricked up building that they had never done before. But when you take that same one and you push it to Shanghai Disneyland Pirates of the Caribbean, that to me is the best attraction by bar none in the world because of the amount of new technology in it. IMAX theater, projection systems, animatronics, both live and projected. Rides that go backwards downhill, you know, it's just really, really incredible that how far they took the original Pirates and made it a modern take.
I gotta get over to Shanghai.
So if you get to go to Shanghai, go there.
I know. I've seen clips of it on YouTube, and it looks incredible. And then lastly, last but not least, of course, by the way, The Imaginary Story is streaming now on Disney Plus, which has an incredible value. So go out there and get Disney Plus. Why should people want to go out and seek, with all the content on Disney Plus, why should people seek this first?
I think you're just gonna have a fun ride down memory lane, and I think we've included material that no one's ever seen before of the original Disneyland and Walt's voice. Walt's voice is throughout the whole series, interviews that no one's heard from him, interviews from a lot of people that no one's ever heard, and I think you're going to get a real inside look into the making of the park, the vision of the park, and it's entertaining, it's funny, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you cry, and it's been a joy to do over a number of years, and the reviews coming in so far have been very strong, so highly recommend everybody to go enjoy it and go back to Disneyland maybe. It might inspire you.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much. That is Leslie Iwerks. The Imagineering Story is out on Disney Plus now. Leslie, thank you so much.
Oh, Brian, what have you done now?